This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you once again. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
It is good to speak to you. It's certainly been a crazy short while in Australia. Tell us what the latest is.
Well, the latest, sadly, is that a fourth incident has taken place in Melbourne over the last few days. So, and the fourth one being the Melbourne Holocaust Museum, which is one of the icons of the Melbourne Jewish community, an outstanding museum, and which actually in recent times underwent a major refurbishment over several months. It's a world-class Holocaust museum. A vegetarian restaurant right across the road from this Melbourne Holocaust Museum has been defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti, and a wall right close to the Holocaust Museum as well, in that very same vicinity, also targeted and defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti. And this incident obviously is the fourth occurring after, as we talked about yesterday, first of all, where the Melbourne synagogue, the East Melbourne Synagogue, which is 150 years old, one of the oldest in the country, a man attempted to set fire to the entrance to the front door while 20 people were having a Shabbat dinner inside. And a man has actually been arrested, charged with reckless conduct, endangering life, criminal damage by fire, and possession of a weapon. And then hours later, masked protesters targeted an Israeli restaurant in Melbourne where people were having dinner. They smashed windows, turned tables over, threw chairs at the windows, threw food, absolutely terrifying staff and diners. And if that were not enough, also in Melbourne, in the early hours of Saturday morning, three cars were set on fire, and again with anti-Semitic slogans spray-painted for good measure. So, and then this, the latest anti-Semitic graffiti right near the Holocaust Museum, just a fourth incident in the last couple of days. So, you know, the community, as we said yesterday, is shell-shocked at what has been taking place and at what has taken place. And all the right noises have been made, starting with the Prime Minister and quite a moving statement from the Home Affairs Minister, a man named Tony Burke, who stood outside the Melbourne Synagogue, the one that was targeted with a fire arson attempt, to say there's been reports that no one was physically injured here. That doesn't mean no one was harmed. The community here was harmed. The Jewish community of Australia was harmed. And we as a nation have been harmed. And so I know your next question, which I can hear coming, is, you know, so what else other than
words
and the good statements? Exactly. And so what has happened now, the next thing is that the Premier there has announced and has formed an anti-hate task force to advise the government on strengthening police powers, enforcing anti-vilification laws. And this task force to include police minister, premier, and Jewish representatives of the Jewish community as well. And so that's the immediate step, and that task force is meeting this week, I understand. And I was going to say interestingly, it's not just interestingly, there have been statements coming out from Yad Vashem, from Bibi Netanyahu, being very quick to buy in and to condemn this. And given that there was an Israeli restaurant and it wasn't just, you know, Jewish Australians being targeted, obviously there's a rhyme or reason why they did buy in. So pretty upsetting, traumatic for the community as a whole. Absolutely.
Vic, it's a strange and maybe even uncomfortable question for me to ask, but this has... From outside of Australia, this looks like it has exploded, and it's exploded since October the 7th. But speaking to a few people yesterday, I got the impression that this has been steadily rising or bubbling for some years. And there's been almost not a policy, because I don't think it's ever been formalized, but a way of not really reacting to it, not talking too much about it, letting it be, and hoping that it just remains at that level. And then it was October 7th that really pushed it to this type of intensity. Is there any basis for that statement?
So I would say two things. So definitely, yes, there have been anti-Semitic incidents bubbling along forever, and you know, and sadly, it was ever thus. But never to cause an alarm per se. I mean, yes, and full disclosure, in my former role as head of the Jewish Board of Deputies here, I led a three-year campaign which got a law passed about outlawing incitement to racist violence. And the trigger for that, and this is 10 years ago, this is 8 years ago now, the trigger for that was a speech by an extremist cleric calling for death to the Jews. And that, and his speech was in 2014, over the next, so that was then, and then over the next few years I led this campaign. But to the second half of your sentence, though, post-October 7, so on October 9, as we've spoken about before, there were those horrendous scenes outside the iconic Sydney Opera House where mobs yelled, and according to the findings, they did not yell, "Gas the Jews," but they did yell, "Where's the Jews?" Now, they weren't saying, "Where the Jews," to give them ice cream. It was obviously hostility right then. And so to your point in how this has got worse, dramatically worse since that date, October 9, was that as an outsider looking in, what should have happened with that mob was that people should have used that law, which I've got in with Section 93Z of the Crimes Act. They should have brought in Section 93Z because that was incitement to violence. But the authorities did not invoke Section 93Z. What they did was they charged some people with criminal vandalism or hooliganism or some nonsense. And so because the mob literally got away with inciting violence, with threatening Jews, and there was no penalty for that, that gave a signal, well, we can do this, guys. And it just escalated hugely like a bushfire, and then it just got worse and worse and worse. And what has been happening now is, as we've touched on before, when that caravan full of explosives was found, and then the people eventually were arrested involved in the caravan, and the caravan people said, "We didn't do this because we wanted to attack the Jewish community. We did this as a diversion from other criminal stuff that we were involved in." Now, fine, that may be well and good, but the point remains that they still did it to leverage the anti-Semitic climate, which was real. And yet there are some members of parliament, there are some people who are saying, "Oh, well, there wasn't anti-Semitism. After all, look at the caravan people. They said it wasn't about anti-Semitism." Hello? What about the 2,062 incidents that have taken place since October 7? So there is a lot of political gamesmanship that's going on from certain quarters. But it comes down to October 9 outside the Opera House and 2023, and the fact that no one was brought to account for threatening violence against the Jewish community, which that mob absolutely was, and that has given a signal and permission for everything that has taken place since then, and many others would argue.
Do you think that the community itself is being proactive enough? Are they standing up, marching, demanding, calling to account, or has there been a relatively passive approach, which is to allow people like yourselves, politicians, GSC, whatever it is called, to take care of this?
The answer would have to be yes, definitely has been active. So, for example, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry has put out a 15-point action plan. Now, and it goes to education in the corporate sector and reforming what's happening in the university sector and tightening laws and increased funding for security here, there, and everywhere. And one of the government ministers pointed to the fact that The perpetrator, alleged perpetrator, from this latest arson attack at the Melbourne Shul was arrested within 24 hours. He put that down to better security cameras, better CCTV. So there have been things happening, and it's in terms of balance, it's important to point out as well that the government have put in literally millions of dollars during the last period into better security. They've got anti-doxing laws. They have tightened race vilification legislation. So there have been things happening. And to your question about community leadership, yes, they have been doing what they can to impress on everybody that we need action and not just, you know, and not just it's speeches basically, and not just condemning this thing. So it's, but again, every time there's another incident, it just buys into the sense of malaise and angst and absolute profound concern right across the community.
Vic Aladev, not an easy time at all for Australia and of course, the Jewish community. We feel it around the world. Not simple at all. It's 7:01. That's Vic Aladev, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.